This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Gabi, minamahal kong mga kabarangay. Ako po inyong Kuya Rene, dito po sa ating barangay New Zealand. Welcome po kayo dito sa Free FM 89.0 sa Hamilton, Waikato Region and podcasting sa www.freefm.org.nz. mga kuntil-butil na mga impormasyon, kuro-kuro, balita at musika dito po sa Barangay New Zealand. Kasama po ang inyong kaibigan Simpapawid, ang inyong Barangay Big Brother, ang inyong Kuya Rene, dito po sa Barangay New Zealand.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Tayo ng magkape at pandasal. Ito po si Cardinal Chito Tagle ng Manila. Pagnilayan po natin, patahimikin ang hangin at dagat. Patahimikin ang hangin at dagat. Kaya ba nga natin gawin yun? Hindi ba si Jesus lamang ang nakagawa niyan? Nang gilalas ang mga alagad, natakot nang mapatahimik niya ang mabangis na hangin at dagat. Magagawa ba natin yun? Hindi natin mapapantayan o magagaya ang ginawa ni Jesus. Subalit sa ating sariling kakayanan, may magagawa tayo. Ang hangin ay pabigat ng pabigat at parumi ng parumi. Sumisigaw na ang hangin dahil hindi na niya gusto ang sarili niyang amoy. Tatahimik ang hangin kung hindi natin siya bubugahan ng usok, mataas na karbon at masangsang na amoy ng ating basura. Nangangalit ang dagat dahil hinahaluan natin ang kanyang magandang mundo sa kalaliman ng plastic, basura at lasong kemikal. Tatahimik ang dagat kung igagalang at aalagaan natin ito. O Diyos, salamat sa hangin at dagat. Patawad po sa aming pagsira sa kanila. Amen.
Yeah.
Welcome back to our show, PSTV Plus, here on our podcast. And tonight, we have our a long-time student na naging kaibigan na rin. At she has always been supportive of me, always asking about my health. And she's based in the beautiful South Island. At napakaganda ng kanilang lugar dyan. At alamin natin ang kwento ng ating kaibigan, si Maricar Pastrana Holopainen. Hi, Maricar!
Hi, sir! Kamusta?
Mabuti. Ikaw, how are you?
Good, good. Medyo malamig ngayon, winter.
yeah, kasi si Maricar is the founder, CEO of the Maruya River Retreat dyan sa South Island. Ano nga yung pinaka-town niya, Maricar?
So the closest town is Murchison. It's 32 kilometers actually away from us. So we are out of town of Murchison. And that's about 2 hours from Nelson, which is the top of the South Island of New Zealand.
Oh, wow. And you've been in that place for like since the pandemic, I think, no?
Yes. Yeah, so no, the lockdown, we were there for a few, the first lockdown. I think the first one was about 60 plus days, no, nang na-lockdown tayo. Oh, and then when they released us, I went back to Auckland to continue with the schooling of my kids. So yung dalawa kong anak, they went to school in Auckland. And then my husband decided to stay in the property in the South Island. So we were apart in the pandemic during the lockdowns. When there was a window, you could travel.
Yeah.
From,
oh, oh.
I could go, but that was few and far between, di ba? Mga every 2 months lang ata nag-open yung.
Correct.
So. But I've been there since we moved to Nelson in 2021. So I've been here for 4 years now.
Wow. And later on, Maricar will tell us, no, kung ano ba itong Maruya River Retreat. But just to put into context, mga kabarangay, Maricar was my student in Koleo San Agustin sa Makati. At hindi ko lang siya estudyante, siya ay nasa advisory class ko, yung 4B. At ang kulay namin ay, by random yung pinipili, di ba, yellow and green. Naalala ko kayo, sinabi niyo, sir, para tayong papaya, sabi ng garo.
Oy, B for the best, sir. Best class.
Oh, yes, oo. At si Maricar was my class president, no? Nung time na yon, sa San Agustin. And then from San Agustin, you moved to Ateneo, no?
Sa Ateneo, yes, yes, uh-oh.
What did you major in sa Ateneo?
I took management economics. So there were a number of us, sir. There were about 20 plus of us from San Agustin who went to Ateneo.
Ah, yes. Oo. Yung, alam niyo, yung batch ni, ano to, ni Maricar, yung mga star-studded eh. Yung mga ganun, no? Si Maricar, yan. Kasama na yan. Si Karen Davila, Chris Aquino, si Pinky Webb, di ba? Si Ferdy Lagman, si Hubert Webb was part of your batch, as well as many
Pinky,
others, no?
Pinky was our batch. Yeah, Pinky was our batch. Oh, oh, I am... It's a very successful batch. I think it was a very, very good successful batch, and I'm glad to see my classmates doing so well talaga.
Yung iba naging doktor nasa America. I think kasi nga San Agustin, no? So yung August kasi, 'di ba? Yung parang yun yung parang nagre-reunion. I think I saw on social media na nag-reunion yung batch 2000 kasi 25th na sila ngayon.
Yes. Oh. Imagine.
Oo nga.
Tayo 88.
Oo. Oh. Batch 88 sina Maricar. And I had a wonderful time with 4B. Actually, hindi ako yung original na ano na advisor niyo. Kasi alam, umalis si Miss Cabell. I think she went to the States. So sabi sa akin, gusto mo bang ano maging advisor? So yes, I and Maricar was my president. We also formed a club kasi
yes.
Broadcasting.
and Maricar was our club president. And not only that, Caroline Lim was the binibining Koleo San Agustin, di ba?
Yes. It was our senior year, and a senior, I think it was the first time a senior won for that year. So, our class pa. Oh, see? Magaling talaga. Nga, eh.
And then, so, after that, so, nagkanya-kanyang, ano na, so, you went to Ateneo to study management economics. And then, you work sa banko, di ba? Parang, alala ko, nasa banko ka eh.
Between that, sir, kasi I was already an entrepreneur. I was selling shoes and bags. And then, yes, in high school and
college.
You've
always been an entrepreneur. Huh?
I think I just enjoyed doing things that happen, that can happen. Uh-huh. And I loved shoes. Tapos yung mami ko sabi niya, ano mo, sayang naman yung pinag-aralan mo, kailangan mo magtrabaho. So I had to go. So I applied in Citibank. And I got the job. So I started in January 93. And that was my longest professional career. I didn't move in Citi. And I stayed there for, I think, 8 years. And then they also gave me my scholarship to Asian Institute of Management for my master's. Mm. So I was straight from Ateneo to Citibank to master's. So I didn't move. Oh, and I think that was really good for me because I stayed the course. You know, when you stay in one place for a while, you learn a lot. And I was lucky that, I got the training and then the education.
And you were also assigned sa Citibank sa Sydney, di ba? For 2 years, was it?
Parang what happened, sir, was in the 8 years I was in Citi, I got assigned to Singapore and Hong Kong. And then on my last year in Citi, I got pirated by a Canadian company to set up a business in Australia for American Express. So I spent 2 years in Sydney. That was after my master's and after Citi. And then after 2 years in Sydney, I got married and I went home. And then I started a different business.
So this like being an entrepreneur is something na talagang parang ano, what is it in entrepreneurship na parang as you said, no, yung mga shoes and bags, saka later on ibang business. Ano meron dyan?
I think there are many things. I think I was always enterprising, like me and my Tita Belle. My Tita, I don't know if you ever met my Tita Belle, but Tita Belle is one of the ladies who raised me, and she's my Tita. And we'll always find something to do. We'll go to Divisoria, there was always something we wanted to make. So I think there was always this desire to do something more out of boredom. And then at the same time, it would make you money, which also at that age is quite liberating because you're in a teenage years na ang dami mong gusto, di ba? And then also in college, and you want to make sure your parents are just paying for your education and nothing more. So I think the entrepreneur was just this desire to keep doing something different and interesting. And then if it made money, then that's the bonus. But I think eventually that also became kind of like, I wouldn't say a curse, but in a way na money was not a motivation. It was always doing something that I wanted, and then the reward turns out to be, financial. So I think the entrepreneurial spirit was there, but a lot of it was also because I worked in a corporate environment where I understood professional integrity. So I knew that there was this entrepreneurial spirit I had, that industriousness or the interest and curiosity in getting things done. But the structure, the training, the discipline, the rigor, that really I got from corporate life. So it was a good mix.
And you also come from a family of entrepreneurs. I understand your dad was in the at agency, right? He had his own agency.
And My dad was in advertising for a long period of time. And, he's passed away now. But when I reflected on why I was so interested in marketing, advertising, or making things happen. I think because at a young age, he always took me to the shoots, to TV commercials. And I guess I was hanging around so much there that it was just assimilation. And then you're watching a commercial get shot, you know, the back scenes. And then, you know, I'm small at the time, 8 years old, 10 years old, you're being brought around. And then you see the commercial on TV and you're like, you know, parang, oh, okay, that's how it happened. So I think that exposure with my dad, and maybe not entrepreneurial, but more creative. And then my mom naman was always working from home. So my mom was a real estate broker. She handled the Makati area. I think that's probably why I like the entrepreneurial spirit, was because she was always home. You know, my mom was always there. So even if she was working, and you know, she'd be awake at 7 o'clock and then she'd be fixed, and then she has this office. Wala pang work from home noon eh. Meron na siyang opisina, nakaayos siya, nakabihis, kahit nasa bahay. So I think that role modeling of my parents allowed me to think, parang pwede tong buhay, you know what I mean? So that was a good good exposure.
Because briefly, I met your dad because when you graduated, so he became like the CEO of IBC 13, I think. So
yes.
So I had like a show there, and so I met him.
I didn't know that.
I think I did mention Sir Sujan, because in Marika, I think I forgot because it was quite some time, but
And we didn't see each other at during that time.
After you graduated, yes.
We never saw each other. Wait, that's so nice. I'm glad you got to meet. You got to work with my dad.
Yeah, and speaking of so we lost touch, no, mga kabarangay. Siyempre, kung graduate yung mga estudyante, iba-ibang ano. Although nasa Ateneo si Maricar, nasa Miriam lang ako. So I was teaching in the college already, pero hindi kami talaga nag-meet, no? I think we met once in one of the reunions, but that was it. Until nalaman ko na, wait, si Maricar nasa Auckland, nasa New Zealand, dahil nag-aaral siya sa AUT. So I really searched for her, and ano, parang hinanap ko until I got in touch with you. And then, ano lang tayo, text, tawag. Hindi pa tayo nagkita until, I think, mga 2 years pa yun. Doon tayo nagkita sa may Takapuna. Naalala ko pa.
Yes! Ang ganda nun, di ba?
In-interview kita. Sabi ko,
kinunan ko pa kayo, sir, ng maraming picture, ha?
Yes, oo. And so, it was also very appropriate, no, na dahil nag-reconnect tayo, and you told me about your studying sa AUT, and then the family was here already, and you were having this you were also you didn't have your studio yet. You were, I think, you were assigned or you were working in another a yoga studio, was it? Tama ba ako doon?
So when I came to New Zealand, the first thing I did was I went back to school. So I took a postgraduate degree in brand communications. So it was nice because my background was marketing, but it was so nice to go back. My classmates, I was 46 then, sir, yung mga classmates ko 21 years old. Kinakain yung baon ko. Hinihiram yung ballpen ko. And then, because I was, you know, I want to be a good student, so I had all the stuff. But with the job that I could find at the time was working in a yoga studio. So I taught classes. I started as a cover, yung nagsasubstitute pag may nagkasakit, ako yung tatawagan. Eh marami palagi nagkakasakit. So it turned out I ended up teaching so many classes. So I got a following, and then they asked me to teach 2 classes a week. So I ended up teaching a Tuesday and a Thursday at 9:30, which was a very, very good time slot. Kasi yun yung mga seryoso nag-yoga, which was good. So I did that for 3 years. And then I went to school for a couple of those years. And then Maruya came about. So the river retreat came after that. So it was a good way to go back into a new, not go back, to get into a new country, to school. So I understand why you're in the education system, because it's a way to integrate, ba? It's your way of learning again. And that's what I realized was so important, was not the things I learned in school, was just getting my mind to be humble and open to know that there are things I don't know and need to learn and to change. So that was a good experience. And I really enjoyed my brand communication class because that got me thinking that things are changing, even in marketing.
Mm.
And especially now with AI and all of that, parang I don't feel scared anymore that things are changing because you can learn it.
Tama, tama. And also your while you were here, so yung yoga mo is you started that also in the Philippines, di ba? Meron kang yoga business already.
So we had that was one of the best times I think in my professional life was teaching yoga and learning yoga. So we put up a school of yoga and it was three studios. I mean, it was called a yoga studio, but fundamentally it was made like a school. We were a college of teachers who were all classmates together who decided that we wanted to share what we learned and the benefits of the practice. So I ran it for 12 years until the pandemic happened. We ran it even with the pandemic. We were the first studio to go online.
Yes.
And we taught for a good 2.5 years online. And for me, I was very lucky because I got to see my students again after 5-6 years. You know, like I got to see them because they were going online. So I would teach the 7 o'clock morning, Monday morning in Manila, which was 11 a.m. New Zealand. So it works out, di ba?
Perfect.
So, yeah, the yoga studio came. And the yoga studio really was more a passion project because when my husband took yoga and he decided to be a teacher, I saw the fundamental change in his life. He became stronger. His mind was clearer. He was less stressed. His back pain was relieved. And I thought to myself, I was turning 40 at the time. And I was pregnant with my son. And I had lost a child right before that. So parang, we were like, this taking care of your body and your mind and your spirit is so important. And when I saw the dramatic changes from a consistent yoga practice with him, I said, I want the same. So I took the teacher training the year after when I turned 40. And I'm so grateful for having taken that. It was 1 month of 200 hours of yoga. So that's 10 hours of yoga a day for 20 days. And that's physical. And not just physical, it's you're studying anatomy, you're studying things you've never studied before. But it was kinesthetic learning, like it was learning of the mind and body together.
So
that continued, and then I continue to do that today. So I'm grateful to have done that because it's my profession now. Who would have thought?
Naalala ko nung lockdown, Maricar was encouraging me. Meron siyang, sir, tingnan nyo to. Parang, ano to, yung chair yoga ba yun? Ano yun?
Yes, chair yoga.
Chair yoga. Sabi niya, oh, kaya mo yan kasi ano. And then I will also, I will join yung online, yung para sa mga seniors, yung tinitingnan ko yung mga ano. Kasi iba-ibang, di ba, may iba-ibang ano ka.
Yes, ibang class.
Oo. And then, so after that, you found this, ano, Maruya, or Maruya found you? Paano ba yung, ano?
So I think, for a time, my husband's been looking for something purposeful to do. You know, like, we ran, in the Philippines, we ran an eco glamping resort called Easy Adventure in Baler. I think we were ahead of our time. It was the only property left in Barangay Reserva, which is across from Sabang. Sabang is the most popular part of Baler. Mm-hmm. That's where all the beach surfing is. We are on the private, quiet side, but it has its own beachfront. It's called Charlie's Point. It's the birthplace of surfing in the Philippines. So my husband and I bought that property a long, long time ago. I mean, even like, I think we just got married. Mm-hmm. The reason we bought it was because it was the only property left that had fireflies. You know, there was no noise pollution, no light pollution. There was no electricity, no karaoke. And so we kept the property and we ran it on wind power, wind solar, wind energy. It was a new technology at the time. And we had about 16 tents that could house, campers. And then the food was from the local towns. It was farm to table. You could surf, we had photography exhibits.
Nice.
And then the yoga would come into play. So I think that was the beginning of the seed for Maruya. It showed us what we were passionate about, how we could somehow be contributing to society, but at the same time, bring joy to people and to ourselves. Because we love being in the beach. So when Maruya came, my husband was searching on Trade Me. Trade Me's they're like buy and sell, di ba? Classified ads. And it was an old fly fishing lodge which was available, vacant since 2013. But it had a sauna. My husband's half Finnish, so there's a sauna. It had an airstrip. So my husband, when I went back to university, Lasse went and became a pilot. He learned to become a pilot. So we all went back to school. He went become a pilot. I went back to marketing. And then the third thing it had was the beginning of a hydro plant, the renewable energy. Yes, so I'm happy to tell you that as of last weekend, we're now electricity generators from water. So our hydro, yes, it's amazing, sir. That's why I was asking you to come because to actually see that it works, that you can actually generate electricity and sell back to the grid. So what's important is that we're providing electricity to the town if they need it. Yeah, because we have access. So whatever, the more conserving we are with the use of our electricity, which is why it was good to have operated non-renewable first, so you can cut down
Let's see.
consumption. You can be as honest as possible with the grid, and then when renewable comes, you're not taking advantage of it.
Correct.
You're actually at your optimal level, and so whatever excess energy you have, electricity, it goes back into the grid. So it's self-liquidating. So I think Maruya has been, I mean, it's interesting you ask now because it really is a culmination of our passion, our interest, and also hopefully a sustainable business.
And it is it's open from spring up to early winter, right? That because
Yes.
right now you are closed because you are fixing things and doing so many other
Resting.
resting. Naalala ko pala, Maricar, you said, "Oy sir, yung during lockdown nga, no, sabi mo, meron si Lasse, gagawa siya ng walking tour, no, 'di ba? Yung tour ganun,
Nature
so
walk.
nag-join
Oo.
ako, yung nature walk ganun, so
You tried
And now that you're telling me it's you use renewable resource energy and all of those things, I think tama ka nga yung iniisip niyo dun sa Charlie's point, no? So ano, nag-evolve siya and this is happening now. No wonder your retreat is already being acknowledged and awarded by New Zealand, New Zealand top organizations, magazines, associations. Kaya every time makita ko yun, ako sabi ko, tuntuwa ako dahil I know how difficult it is. I mean, you're working. Tsaka, kilala kita, Maricar, eh. Alam nyo, si Maricar, ano to, nakatira ito sa Das Marinas Village sa Makati. So, kung isipin mo siya na naghuhukay siya, nagaano siya, nag-aayos siya ng mga ganun. And I can see that you are so happy. You love doing this. And I can just imagine, I mean, yung serenity ng lugar, ano? At papasalamat pala ako sa iyo dahil alam niyo, one time, kailan ba 'yun? Basta yung nagkaroon ng mga, 'di ba, nahulog yung mga puno na tamaan ng lightning, 'di ba? And then you gifted me with a yung parang yung kahoy, di ba? Yung,
yeah,
ano,
yung shopping board.
O yung chopping board, sabi niya. Sir, ito yung gift ko sa inyo. Yung nagkita kami. Parang. So, you are so, you know, I always find joy in talking to you. And parang yung Maricar na kilala ko noong 1988, parang nandyan pa rin siya, no? Yung parang childlike wonder, yung parang yung ganon, yung mapagkumbaba. And I really wish you all the best, no? Lahat ng mga, syempre may mga challenges, it's part of life, but you overcome them, no? I'm just so amazed. Saan mo na ano to, na sa, what are the things that, you know, helps you overcome these challenges, no? Alam ko nung nag-podcast tayo 5 years ago ba yun, kasama pa si Ana, yung kapatid mo, na si Attorney Ana, na sa Singapore siya, si Maricar nasa South Island, ako nasa Auckland. Apat tayo noon eh. Nakalimutan ko kung sino pa isa.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Si JP ba yun? It's JP, yes!
Si JP, oh. Si JP, yes, was one of your teachers,
yes,
di ba?
Yes, I talked to JP lang kanina. So,
oh, how is she? Oh, she's all right.
She's good.
Okay, good.
We're still in touch and she's happy and healthy. Yeah, so my sister was helping me. From Singapore. She's now in Austin, in Texas.
Oh, that's a Texas.
Yeah, she moved. JP is still in Manila, and she's, you know, she's a meditation teacher, and she's a full-time mother also. And so I think, sir, for me, I mean, I know you're looking at me and I'm full of joy and vibrance, and but I think also it's also because I have a lot of support. I mean, meaning I feel support from my family, from my friends, from my husband, from my kids, from you. You know what I mean? You always make me kamusta, diba? You're always, oy, kamusta ka na dyan, diba? So there's still that sense of community that I'm not alone. I think the biggest thing about moving to a new country is loneliness. You know, it's this sense of isolation. And me pa, sir, I mean, I live in a town, and I'm not even in the town. The town has 583 people. I'm what? 32 kilometers away from town. My next door neighbor is 20 minutes by car. So I'm really isolated. The only guests and the only people I see are guests who come every weekend. Mm-hmm. And I only see them for that moment in time. So I've always been this way, I think, because I come from a very happy family. I think I'm so grateful. I grew up in a big household. I mean, I grew up with my cousins, my titas, my titos, my lolas. And there was always somebody there. We always had parties. And I lived near school, so all my friends would come to the house after and have merienda, diba, sir? They'd come to the house. So I think I always felt that I had so much positivity because of the people around me that it was kind of like natural to just be that way. But in saying that, I've had my fair share of extreme challenges. I mean, it's all personal naman, kanya-kanya yan, di ba? But, you know, both my parents died, my two best uncles passed away, one of my best friends, like there's so many things that can bring you down. The business is challenging because of economic environment. COVID happened. So I think at the end of the day, it's gratitude. It's the fact that you still can make something out of something. And that the most humbling part was, if you need help, ask. You know, like ask for help. Because when you're super successful, sometimes you don't think you need help. But, you know, correct. But it's when you're successful, it's your responsibility naman to help. So I figured, you know, when things are tough, if you ask, people will share. Because if situations were reversed, they'd do the same for you. So, yun, it was humbling, definitely. I mean, the physical challenge, sir, of making hukay. Okay lang yan kasi hindi na ako magbabayad ng gym. Alam mo yon, I can just work out. You know what I mean? I don't need to go to the gym. I can part my work is physical. My yoga keeps me sane. And then at the same time, I'm learning so much about the environment. You know, just last weekend, we had to redirect water in order to increase the inflow or the intake of the water into the hydro. So we had to reroute water, which means literally move a pipe, like find a pipe, move it from a stream, go over a mountain.
Oh, nakita ko yun. Oh.
Diba? So it's common sense ingenuity. And if you have the physical capability to do it, then why not? So I think I've found a whole new version of myself that I never would have had if I wasn't humbled, you know. So it's been necessary.
So when you walk around the property, Maricar, you're all by yourself, no? I know thoughts will be coming through your minds. Usually, ano tong mga thoughts na to na parang,
you know, sir, I'm a worrywart. I guess what it is I always prepare, which is also both the cause of anxiety and both a strength, you know, because you're willing to be brave enough to see what can go wrong and be okay preparing for it if things happen. What comes with it though is the anxiety that comes with it because you're living it, you know, by preparing for it. So what I found in the forest is that you get distracted by nature. A bird will call you. The river will make a beautiful sound to attract you. You know, the trees are glistening. You're completely in this whole sensory experience that you're no longer in your head. You're in the present moment and you're enhancing your sensory experience. So I think what you realize is that when you finally are undisturbed and purely in a sensory state, on what's in front of you, then you realize everything you're scared of is not real. And then you realize life is good because you're right, you know. So it's a lot of awareness, but it's a lot of courage to want to see things for what they are.
Over the was this winter break, so my wife and I, we went to Queenstown, Milford Sound. So na-imagine nung nandun ako, na sabi ko, banda doon sa bundok na yun, alam ko doon sina Maricar, ganun. Parang na-imagine ko yung how pristine, how it is, like, you know. And then now you're telling me people are like 30 kilometers away, so it's really communing with nature, and it's a special place, no?
It's really magical. I think that's what I really want people to see, is that, you know, we often think of vacations as having a checklist of things to do, things to see, pictures to take, food to eat. But in New Zealand, it's about the everyday living. You know, it's about the noticing of the everyday. There's nothing spectacular like the Opera House or the Eiffel Tower. It's really about, wow, how soft the sand in the beach is and there's no one there. Or there's no line to get a cup of coffee and you can sit in this beautiful mountain for free. You know, or you can, even in Maruya, you can drink off the stream.
Oh,
how often do you know what I mean? Like, how pure, how pure is that? I mean, things that we take for granted in our everyday life. So I think that coming to nature really allows you to understand that you're safe. Fundamentally, you're safe. And once you feel safe, you can let go. And then once you let go, you can relax. And then you start to bring joy into your life. So I'm hoping that people will consider doing nothing during holidays in nature. And not thinking that they're missing out kasi hindi nila ginawa to, hindi nila napuntahan yan.
Tama,
you know what I mean? Just noticing the little everyday things. And, you know, sir, my mother and my grandmother and my great-grandfather passed away from Alzheimer's. So I'm very, very conscious of how my mind works, especially if I'm a doomsday prepper. You know, parang I have to be very mindful that I have the tendency to go into spirals. And that can be one of the causes of, you know, dementia or Alzheimer's or cognitive decline, you know. So
okay. Yeah.
I actually know that being in nature and checking in on yourself is one of the ways you can prevent cognitive decline.
Correct. Yes.
And a lot of it is being kind to yourself, seeing mm-hmm. yourself for sometimes the weaknesses that you see, but also being so kind to yourself, knowing that it's okay. You can mm-hmm. change that naman.
Yes.
Eh, diba?
Oh,
and then, so, but you only get to that part where you, part of feeling that way when you're not distracted and when you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hopefully what I'm hoping people will feel when they come to their retreat, is that they feel relaxed and safe. And that will take care of them. Yeah. They...
So the people who are watching and listening, so for them to get in touch, so they have to go to the, what's the website again? It's
so it's Maruia, Maruia .co.nz.
So and everything is there.
Everything's there. And then if you email, you know, naman in New Zealand, it's everyone's sariling sikap. If you email, I will be the one to answer your email. If you WhatsApp, I will be the one to answer your email. If you come, I will be the one to greet you also. So, and I will teach the yoga class.
Personal service talaga yan ang ginagawa ni, ano, ni Maricar. You know, ako kasi, Maricar, I always have this belief that nature knows best. Nature has been here for millions of years. Ano tayo, sandali lang tayo dito. So they know what is best for them, for nature, and they know what is best for people. You know, so I think going to Maruia River Retreat is a must. Have to be in your must-do list or to-do list. Especially, lalo na yung, ano, yung mga taong masyadong, ano, yung toxic environment, yung negosyo, nagtatrabaho, yung mga ganun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Time to take a break and go for a break in a place na, kasi yung iba, Maricar, ganito, sasabihin nila, o sige, punta kami New Zealand. Okay, pag pumunta na New Zealand, siyempre, pupuntahan yung mga popular na ano, yung parang...
Of course, understandable naman eh, di ba? Yung Hobbiton, yung Queenstown.
Yes,
of course, understandable.
Pero, meron pang iba, there's another aspect of Aotearoa, which is Maruia River Retreat is one of them. No? So, get in touch no? Dito sa ano, www.maruia.co.nz. Nandyan yung mga contact details, WhatsApp, email, and as Maricar was saying, siya rin ang sasagot dyan sa mga.
So, yes, sir. And if you come, you have to come talaga. You
yes,
have to come and visit.
Siyempre. Talagang ano, matagal na niya akong in-invite, pero yeah, but definitely next year, ano na to, gagawin
for
natin.
For sure na yan, for sure. Face-to-face na yung ano natin, yung interview.
Oo. And then, kasi ako, gusto kong makita yung hydro, kasi ang topic ng klase ko ngayon is about renewable and non-renewable. Oh. And we were talking about hydro, solar, ganyan-ganyan. So, maganda yan dahil I can like show them. And also, alam naman natin na ano eh, yung fossil fuel is not doing good to the environment. So it has to be etong renewable yeah. resources.
Yeah, I think, sir, what it does is when you're, I mean, the thing being in the middle of nowhere and in isolation, you really learn self-reliance and self-sufficiency. And you realize what are the most important things, di ba? So you're back to food, water, and shelter. And of course, energy. So so I think just taking care of that makes you feel safe. Everything yeah. else will follow. We've managed to attract, sir, and you'll find this very interesting, a lot of solo travelers, people who come alone. So every weekend we have 10 guests. and three of them will be solo, coming on their own. Different reasons, escaping their child or children, para lang may break yung mom, di ba? Which is good because it's hard to take a break. Kasi, you know, that's money, time, and who's going to take care of your kids, right? But the fact that women are coming out of their way to take care of themselves, that's self-love. You know, that you're you're taking care of your family by taking care of yourself. The second one are people who are recovering from illness. So we have a lot of people who post chemotherapy, post rehab, post injury. And then the third one, usually burnout. People who just, you know, highly, highly, highly successful people who need time to realize, is this really what I want out of life? You know, and what is the true measure of success? And these are things they come into their own. We don't induce any kind of reflection. It's the environment that allows it. And then we have a lot of couples who are reconnecting. You know, like I get a lot of calls from husbands who are calling for their wife's 40th birthday, wife's 50th birthday, or their anniversary. And it's their husband's calling, which I find so sweet. You know, yung lalaki yung nagbubook. And and they want their wives to have a good time with them. Yeah, so I'm finding that that has been so rewarding, that you have people coming for specific reasons that are health related and life enhancing, di ba? Hindi yung kailangan ko mag-bakasyon kasi may bakasyon.
No, may gagawin ko yung annual leave, parang ganon.
Oh, bahala na kung ano yon, di ba?
Yeah, oo. So, what are your, like, your the future plans for Maruya River Retreat, Maricar?
I am hoping that a lot of locals will continue to come. So we have not increased our rates. We are an all-inclusive resort, so you don't have to pay for extra stuff. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner is covered. All activities are covered. And then our plan is to really optimize the hydro, make sure that we're running as efficiently as possible. And the second would be food production. I think that's one of the things that we want to focus on is we have a kitchen garden. It's been feeding us naman, sir, in the summer, but it hasn't been a full-time focus because we wanted the energy source first to be, that's a big priority, because once you take that out, you can, you know, you have energy and you can do so much with that. You can power your tools, you can do irrigation, you can do a lot of things. So food is the next thing, but fundamentally for me is marketing. I have to make sure that people come and that people find value in this kind of vacation. And hopefully by being there, they learn something about themselves, about the environment that they can bring home and, you know, rush home and be excited about that they had this wonderful experience at the retreat.
Maricar, I'm so glad of with what you have achieved so far. And I'm sure ang layo-layo pa, ang dami pang magagandang mangyayari. All of these things that you've been doing is, you know, nakaplano talaga yan. There's this divine guidance na, you know, alam mo, yung nandyan palagi. So, syempre, kasama na rin. At saka yung ganun. So, thank you so much, Maricar. And whenever you are in Auckland, umakyat ka ba dito or most of the time?
Hindi na masyado, but sir, for sure, I will make sure I will see you when I'm in Auckland.
Kapit tayo.
For sure.
So I on my part is I will do my best also, because I'm very proud of my former student, now a friend, na gusto kong ma-promote yung kanyang Maruya River Retreat. So may river talaga yan, di ba? Yung Maruya River. Yun yung pangalan, ba?
Yes, sir. So Maruya River is one of the most, how do I say this? It's a very difficult river to fish for trout. So it used to be a fly fishing lodge. So there's literally steps from the villa. We have 1.5 kilometer frontage of a river. And we are not in a flood plain. So we are 200 meters above elevation. So we're safe. And yes, there's something about being near the water, you know, that brings life and a sense of, you know, constant peace and flow. So yeah, it's really, really beautiful. And you can swim in the river, sir. Like it's
Hindi
yes,
malamig
it's
yun. Ay,
malamig
malamig.
ngayon, pero yun na rin yun, cold plunge, 'di ba? Uso ngayon yung contrast therapy, yung cold plunge. Yun. So we have guests who swim in the river, but I think just being wading in water in the river where nothing's gonna eat you, where it's clean and it's walking from your villa, it's such an experience. It's so simple, these experiences, but it's so
Meaningful
enriching,
and
meaningful
enriching.
and simple, yeah, enriching.
Marika, thank you so much for the time. Alam ko marami pa tayong pag-usap, marami pang panahon na gagawin natin to. And I'm really, as I said, I'm really, really proud of you. And I'm sure all your teachers na kilala ko, yung mga taga Kuleyo San Agustin, sa Makati, they really are, every time we hear of success, kahit failure o kahit ano, we're still proud of our kids, no? Yan, si Maricar sa aking 4B class. Lahat ng mga estudyante ko nagiging Molina kids. So she's one of the
Yes.
Molina kids.
No, sir, can I just say about teachers? So my grandmother was a teacher. I'm a yoga teacher. I have absolute respect and admiration for teachers. So I am so grateful that we're still in touch because obviously you've meant so much in most of your students' lives. So the fact that you're still in touch with your students is a testament to how good a teacher you also are. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Lalo na sa batch mo, sina Ferdinand, Lagman, and then some of those basketball players, yung iba na sa military, and yeah. I enjoy teaching.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.